It's the diagnosis that no one wants to receive, but that an estimated 1.3 million people must face every year. Breast cancer is the most prevalent cancer in the world, striking women and men of every age and race. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Arizona Spotlight is proud to bring you Voices for the Cure, an opportunity for some of the countless people whose lives have been touched by breast cancer to share stories of courage, love, and hope. When 21-year-old Brigida Barrett says her life has been a roller coaster ride, she's telling the truth. The ride started during hard times in New York, growing up with her mom and two sisters, through a move to Texas, and finally to Tucson to study media arts at the U of A. Then it took her to London last summer to compete in the high jump at the 2012 Olympic Games, and she brought home the silver medal. It meant a lot for Brigida that her mother, Lottie Barrett, was there to cheer her on. Because all the while that Brigida was training for the biggest event in her life, her mom was in a battle with breast cancer. I'll talk with Brigida Barrett next, starting with a question about something I noticed while watching the TV coverage of her amazing performance at the Olympics. Before you take your jumps, I noticed that you would close your eyes and you would talk to yourself. You had kind of a ritual. Do you mind telling people what is going through your mind before you take your runs? I mean, is there something that you do? Are you praying?
Well, a lot of times there's a lot of different things going on in my head depending on what exactly is going on. A lot of times I'm singing. But yeah, there's a lot of talking with myself or talking with God or trying to make sure that I'm visualizing the next jump or just convincing myself that I can do it.
I understand when you headed to the Olympics this year that there was something kind of weighing on your heart, that your mom was in a serious situation and you maybe didn't find out about it till a little bit late. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, my mom had been battling breast cancer for quite some time, but they didn't necessarily want to tell me. My older sister actually told me before my mom told me, but that was like against her wishes. She didn't want me to know that soon, but I knew like there was something that everyone was keeping from me. So I was actually grateful to my sister for telling me because, I mean, I understand their intentions of, you know, Brigida's got to concentrate on track and all this good stuff. But at the same time, you know, we're all a family and I can handle it. So yeah, my sister actually told me. And so for a while I was very concerned about my mother's condition and whether she would actually be there to, you know, celebrate such a great achievement with me.
Maybe you could tell us a little about your relationship with your mom and how you connect about these kind of things. Is she protective of you?
My mom, I would say she's pretty protective. She's definitely had a hard life growing up herself. Like, her childhood wasn't the easiest childhood. But I will say that my mother's diagnosis was a blessing. My mom, when she told me, because she's one of the strongest women I've ever known in life, like ever in life. And she said, you know, she was like, I do not claim this disease. She said, I'm not worried. I don't want you to be worried. I'm definitely going to be okay. So I don't want you to cry and stuff. And she carried that throughout the whole thing and she found joy in all the little things, but that's all glory to God. Like she said, you know, even when she went and she's a veteran, so she got to stay in this really cool house in Texas where they kind of house the cancer patients. And so she just found joy in everything. She always had a new friend. She, like, when she lost her hair, she she was like finding all these cute little hairstyles, like with different scarves and stuff. She just found something good about everything that was happening.
And have you talked to her lately? How's she doing right now?
She's doing good. She's actually planning a move from Texas back to New York. And so she's pretty happy about that. My older sister's having a little baby. So she's excited to be a grandma and she's excited about being a survivor. And there's just a lot of things to be excited about. But even in the midst of the fact that there were necessarily a lot of things to not be so excited about, she always found that excitement. And all glory be to God. Like, I know that joy only comes from God. And so to see that joy working in my mom's life and to see her be able to smile within the midst of a very hard time in her life, just all the hard times, just smiling. To be able to smile is kind of like laughing at the enemy. It's laughing at whatever is threatening your happiness or your existence as a human being.
Have you learned that from your mom, the ability to find the good in almost everything that happens to you?
I'll say I learned it where she learned it. God. Life has been a very big roller coaster, but, you know, growing up in New York And we were always on welfare and stuff, and just there was always a lot of things going against us. But the one thing that was always going for us was Jesus Christ. And so it's like we didn't catch on to how to love each other at all. And but in the midst of that, like God showed me what real love looked like. I know my mom, she was raised in the church, and her mother, my grandmother, she fought breast cancer as well, but she was also like a missionary and stuff, and she had a very strong faith in God. And so for that to be such a strong tie through all of our family, no matter what happens, it allows for you to know how to react to life because you know that this too shall pass, and that you are not a victim of your circumstance, but every circumstance presents an opportunity for your testimony. So you always find a way to look at things, but that's the reason that joy can exist in such a bad time.
I have to ask you the question that everybody probably ends their interviews with you asking, which is, are you going to Brazil?
That is definitely a desire of my heart. I will say that I will be wherever God wants me to be in 4 years. But for right now, tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is gone. And so I'm living in today. And so today is a day where I'll go to track practice and I will add my best 110% to being the best me 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But God willing, you will all see me in Brazil.
The next Summer Games will start on August 5th, 2016, in Brazil. If Brigida goes, you can bet Lottie will be there to cheer her on. Voices for the Cure is made possible in association with the Southern Arizona affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. More information is available online at komensaz.org.